I think meaningful use is still a very significant effort. My own view of meaningful use is that it was not a wasted effort. I think it was an extremely significant and important program. And the reality is it's still an important program. I lived with meaningful use now for more than 6 years and became very acquainted with the challenges that doctors have faced and they are still facing. The meaningful use itself is a perfect opportunity for doctors who have never had any experience with electronics and using electronic data. It's a perfect opportunity for them to become proficient in the use of these systems and then to translate that into better healthcare delivery for their patients. So, frankly, I look at it like what's not to like. We did all that work with those doctors pretty much for nothing. We were funded by the federal government. We were extremely successful. We brought more than $100 million in meaningful use support funding into doctors' hands in New Jersey. And that was during a really troubled period in our economy. The money came from the stimulus plan, and that was something that kept a lot of hospitals, that money that came in and kept a lot of hospitals from shutting, and also helped a lot of doctors move from paper-based claims and paper-based electronic health records to a more effective and efficient, timely delivery of high-quality care. As for the future, my own personal opinion is I think that there's still continuing real value in meaningful use, although the supplement to meaningful use, which is now practice transformation, is a step beyond that. In meaningful use, it was learning basic skills to gather, sort, and access and accumulate data and clinical quality measures. But there was little or virtually little use of that data in the delivery of healthcare to patients. Now, in this new phase of transformation work, we are showing the doctors how to use the information that they have been gathering for the last 5 years and to effectively translate that into better healthcare delivery. So take a person with chronic diabetes, for instance. Those records still exist that in the doctor's meaningful use files electronically, and hopefully the doctor can identify and pull that stuff out of that data out of the record and use it to improve the quality of care. Now we go back to our measures management procedures and show the doctor how to do it more effectively, to gather the data once a month and to use it to tailor the healthcare delivery process to the specific patient's needs. I think it's really significant. I'd like to, before I go too far, though, I want to make sure I add this. NJ High Tech is been absorbed into and has become a part of the New Jersey Innovation Institute. And I can send you information on that. New Jersey Innovation Institute is a 501c3 that was created by the New Jersey Institute of Technology, the state health and science, the state science and technology university. And the NJII, the Innovation Institute, is a organization with multiple iLabs in it. So this new organization has absorbed NJ High Tech and is now implementing the technological and service line developments that have occurred in NJIT out the opportunities for public-private partnerships. This is where the technology that is being developed in the university level is being moved out into the community. So these iLabs are now phasing into areas such as homeland security, pharmaceutical processes and procedures, data management, health information technology, and business technology. So there's, you know, it's really a part of a really a fascinating and a nice opportunity here. And the head of the NJII Health Innovation iLab is a guy named Tomas, T-O-M-A-S, Gregorio, G-R-E-G-O-R-I-O. And I would like to recommend that you have an opportunity to speak with him as well, because he can really fill you in on the innovative things that are going on. I think it's fascinating to see how something that was just a government program and an award in 2010 has now, in 2016, flowered into a much larger organization and has successfully received a $50 million award from CMS to do this practice transformation work. So, you know, I'm glad of the role that I play in it, but it's part of a much larger organization at this point.